Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be speaking about beware of things that sound too good to be true. You know, over these very many years that I've been operating Dawning Visions Hypnosis, I've been to many different events, many different trainings, and met many different people at these places. But I had a situation that happened just recently that really gave me something deep to think about. And I'll tell you why. I was invited to go to this place where they did a lot of networking, and there were people there who could help you with branding. They could help you with learning how to do the business of business, where they could help you with investors. All kinds of things were promised. And it sounded like really good. Like something helpful. Like maybe there was something here that I could get that I couldn't get somewhere else. And I went to a few of their meetings. And at the last meeting, they were speaking about how they could help you to come up with at least a down payment toward their program. And then from there, they would help you with the balance of it. Now, this program is not inexpensive. It's in the five figures and a bit more than what I would normally spend on doing such a program. But it all seemed like really intriguing to me, so I wanted to learn more. So I had a phone call with the person who was the founder of the organization and his assistant here in California. And we were on the phone for, I guess, maybe an hour total. But there were a lot of red flags that were going up. The first was that when I told the gentleman about what I wanted to do in terms of teaching the allopathic and mental health holistic practitioners how to do what I've learned how to do with clearing addictions, he went into this whole thing about how I needed to rebrand myself, which may be true, I don't know. And then he gave me like three different programs to do. One was for like a two-session trial. One was for a monthly coaching type program. And another was for a weekly program. Now, all this is really great if one thinks they can learn anything by having a monthly coaching call, especially when you're dealing with people with serious mental health issues. The whole thing sounded whacked right there. The second thing that happened was that he went on and on about how he could get this institute started, that I would get 20% of the money made, and then went into how he would be able to help me get books ghostwritten, one every 6 months, and then onto television programs, and maybe my own television program. The whole thing sounded so out of whack with reality that I was really quite upset with the whole encounter, to tell you the truth. Then he went on to ask me about my credit rating and said that they might be able to finance me if my credit rating was good enough. So I talked to the assistant in a different phone call. And we started going through the application process, even though I knew in my heart of hearts that this wasn't really something I wanted to go through. But I'm kind of glad that I did, because I learned something else on this. As I was going through the process of the application, even though the organization says that they will not take your money if you're not happy, once you sign a contract, you're stuck. I'm sorry, you're stuck. And I knew this going into it, because I was just stuck by another organization in this way. So I had my eyes open, and I wasn't willing to sign any contract. Then I wanted to find out about the whole idea of how you come up with a down payment and what that program was about. But in order to get help with that, you have to sign the contract in order to work with them and become a part of their organization, to become a member. So that was kind of a catch-22 situation and something I was not going to go forward with either. Now, maybe some people would have been smarter and would have looked online to find out about the organization before going this far with it, but I didn't. What I did next was I spent yesterday looking up information about the organization, and there were a few commentaries about them that really weren't that great. And one was, I would say, full of too much information that wasn't very necessary about the different people it involved. However, the point was made in that very long posting is that the organization will sue people who speak negatively about the organization if they find out about it. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a part of any organization that's going to sue someone who says that their honest experience with that organization was less than helpful and was able to go through several situations that they were involved in that didn't work out so well. And I'm talking in this case the business situations that this person was talking about. So what I'd like you to think about is this. When you go looking into different trainings, especially if you're a business person looking to learn more about how to build your business, or if you're a person who is looking to contract with somebody, do your research ahead of time and make sure that they're a really good fit for what you're looking for. And secondly, if for some reason you're hearing things that don't make a whole lot of sense to you and you're being given a whole lot of promises, but there's really no foundation behind them, just run in the other direction. Because there are people out there, especially in the business of selling to business people, who'll tell you whatever you want to hear. And they will take your money from you. And you won't have it to invest in your own business. And that sucks. If you're a person who works with eating disorders, sex addicts, or drug addicts, I'm still working on getting this training together for you. Please sign up for the weblog newsletter at dawningvisions.com. That's at D-A-W-N as in Nancy, I-N-G, V as in Victor, I-S, IONS.com. And as always, I thank you for spending this time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.